Hello, everyone. Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for August 31st to September 7th and beyond?
So the big news for this week is that on Thursday, September 4th, Mars will be leaving Libra and moving on to Scorpio. Scorpio is Mars' own sign, so Mars is happy here.
Furthermore, Mars in Scorpio is getting a very encouraging trine aspect from its buddy Jupiter. No other planet is acting on Mars. Mars is in a much more powerful position to act and getting some beneficial energy to boot.
Mars will be ending its direct relationship with Saturn. Remember that Mars plus Saturn set up a lot of crisis situations on the world stage. What happens when the planet of action, aggression, war, and destruction becomes free to manifest unhindered?
Oh, boy. What are the attributes of Mars in Scorpio?
Well, it's the planet of action in a sign known for energy, ambition, leadership, and accomplishment. A very strong need for acquiring power. Mars here is very productive. A lot can get done with this energy combination.
But that works for all sides, whether you are the President of the United States of America or Johnny Jihad trying to take over another piece of God-forsaken desert.
Really? Scorpio is a secretive, very deep-feeling sign. Intense and passionate, Scorpio is also a sign of transformation and rebirth. So Mars here can also produce extremes. It's a real warrior type of energy. There's the potential of a no-holds-barred attitude towards getting to the goal.
Okay, so now we are going to go through the zodiac and list the potential effects of the Mars transit in Scorpio for each of the rising signs.
If you don't know what your rising sign is in the sidereal zodiac, you can take your Western astrology rising degree and subtract 24 degrees from it. To some extent, this will also work for your Western astrology sun sign position. Just subtract 24 degrees to find your sidereal sun degree.
Starting with Aries, you are already pretty familiar with Martian energy since it is your ruling planet. But Mars is still a malefic, and the 8th house is still a very challenging house. Mars is a significator for rash, hasty actions, which in any part of the zodiac can cause problems, but in the 8th house of big changes, extra caution is recommended. Mars in this position is good for research and discovery, qualities that Aries is known for.
For Taurus rising people, Mars will be in the 7th house of relationship. It's not rocket science to understand that this part of your life will become more proactive and dynamic. On the one hand, one-on-one relationships will definitely see some action. On the flip side, since Mars will be opposite your rising sign, if things have not been going smoothly of late, this planet's natural qualities will bring it all to a head.
If you are Gemini rising, Mars will be transiting in your 6th house. A natural malefic in a generally malefic house is good for beating disease, solving problems, and victory over your enemies. But along with giving you the strength to overcome difficulties, Mars also gives you the problem in the first place. The 6th is the house of health. Mars is the planet of infections and accidents. The 6th house is also the house of co-workers or employees, both of whom are prone to having a hard time during this transit, or your relationship with them suffers.
Mars will be transiting in the 5th house for Cancer rising people. This will give a boost to this positive house for you. A new romance may be in the offing. Get ready for a spark of creative inspiration with some productive output as well. But Mars is a pushy planet, and this is the house of children. So be careful of being too overbearing with the kids. Likewise, watch out for impulsive actions regarding speculation and investment.
If you are a Leo rising, then Mars will be transiting through your fourth house. And since this is the house of comfort, stability, and deep-seated feelings, Mars, the action planet in this position, makes you more proactive for getting what you want. However, the planet of combat, strong in its own sign, in the house of domestic life, is kind of like a bull in the china shop. So best be careful of relationships at home. But Mars in the fourth house is good for doing some home projects.
For Virgo rising people, Mars is transiting in your third house, the planet of force and energy in your house of skills, talents, desires, and self-effort is excellent. But beware, since Mars is also the planet of accidents in your house of daily routines and short-distance travels, like commuting, you have to use extra care and awareness in this part of your life. Also, the younger sibling or a neighbor can be affected adversely while a natural malefic planet transits through your third house.
If you are a Libra rising, Mars will be transiting in your second house, the house of personal finances and material possessions. Though Mars is not specifically a wealth planet, it is strong and comfortable in its own sign and inclined towards action and fast results. So be careful of the impulse to spend money to get more stuff on the material plane. And since the second house is the house of family, the planet of confrontation is not favorable in this position. Also, impulsive, aggressive Mars in the second house of speech makes you more prone to speaking harshly, which is out of character for you peace-loving Libras.
Scorpio rising people will have Mars, their chart ruler, pumping up their ascendant, a transit you and others around you will notice without a doubt. This is the planet of action in your first house of self and body. You know better than anyone else how interesting it is to be a Scorpio. So having your ruling planet pass through the all-important first house can only make life even more profound and compelling. Please keep in mind that Scorpios are deeply attracted to power in all its manifestations. Mars transiting in the first house is literally a surge energy.
If you are a Sagittarius rising, your 12th house will be receiving the energy of Mars. This transit is likely to be a bit unsettling for you. The 12th house is endings and loss, expenses and the unknown, confinement and isolation. It's the subconscious mind and sleep. Mars is the planet of anger, so a few bad dreams are in the works. Since the 12th house represents unknown people and Mars is the planet of confrontation, use caution in the presence of people unknown to you. On the plus side, charitable actions and volunteering are encouraged with this transit.
Capricorn people will have Mars transiting in their 11th house. Even natural malefic planets are useful in this sector of the chart. The planet of action here is good for socializing with friends and associates. It's a busy personal calendar, but still, you have to be careful of confrontations. The 11th house is your house of goals and ambitions. Mars's proactive energy is highly useful in this department, so take advantage of it.
For Aquarius rising charts, Mars in Scorpio affects your 10th house. It's the action planet in the house of actions in public. Just be sure not to come off as too aggressive. The 10th house is also your career as well as your boss. Now, since Mars is the military planet, there is some energy concerning one's own rank within the system. This may be the time to ask for that promotion. Just be aware that Mars in the 10th can make you a bit pushy, which could manifest the downside, that is to say, a conflict with the boss.
And lastly, Pisces people will have Mars transiting in their 9th house. Here you have the planet of action and effort, transiting in your house of higher knowledge, good luck, travel, and destiny. It's the house of meritorious deeds. Time to take action to add to your good karma ledger. This transit encourages long-distance journeys. The potential downer is that Mars transiting in the ninth house could create friction with your father or guru, especially over beliefs, morals, or teachings.
And may I just add this reminder, the results we have outlined here can be altered, sometimes quite substantially, by what Mars interacts with in your own birth chart. That is, if you have natal planets in Scorpio or the opposite sign Taurus, you are even more likely to experience effects from this transits, and in accordance to the significations of those natal planets affected.
Good point, David. Best to check your own astrology chart to see how Mars will be affecting you over the coming weeks.
Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.